Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. It is Friday, May 29th, 2015. It's 4:30 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This show comes to you from Texas. You're listening to the I Love Politics show. I'm your host, Dee Sayers, and I thank you for taking the time to listen in today on this Friday evening. Pretty nice day here. I'm in Texas, and I am at the end of a week, and yes, there was flooding a lot of places. Every day is another opportunity, and things don't always go like we want them to go, because God is in the mix. But we have within our control to do more. And we can't do anything about the weather, us peasants. But there are things that can be done that when we have these types of weather incidents, it doesn't have to be as bad as it is. It doesn't have to claim lives like it does. Flooding that goes on, a lot of it can be remedied by better infrastructure. We are living from infrastructure that was laid a half a century ago. So how do you expect that infrastructure to suffice a half a century down the line? This is not the America. This is not the Texas that was 50 years ago. We had earth to absorb water. Today we have concrete, and we need the proper infrastructure to prevent flooding. But that's another thing, because that's not anything that we, me, really can do a lot about, other than I keep trying to tell everybody that I know and everybody that will listen to me that voting is the key to all of these issues. But it's too many people that feels voting by people like you and me has absolutely nothing to do with who will win. But it's not true. It is not true. Easy to throw away a half a dozen votes if all your half a dozen people went out and voted. But if a half a million people go out and vote in that same community, they can't trash that half a million votes. You see, because a half a million people can say, no, that's not right. But if only a half a dozen people voted, well, whoever win, they have not a clue, the ones who didn't vote, because they know they didn't vote. Only 12 people voted. It's about voting, guys. America is about voting. But there are things we can do if we're willing to vote. And we must start now, registering to vote. Get in registered. Get your records cleared up. Whatever is standing in your way, get registered and get out there and vote for the primary. Don't wait for a general election. Get out there and vote every time you see a sign. Matter of fact, call your Secretary of State and find out when there is voting in your district. That's where you start right now. And that's how we'll fix all this stuff. I can promise you together we can do it. And it does not take 300 million people to get it done. But it takes more than one-third voting and one-half of that one-third voting one way and one-half voting the other. It takes more than one-sixth of the population, of the voting population, to make changes. We need changes in America. We need new people in these seats, and we need old people out those seats. And I don't mean old in chronological age. I mean old as in people who done got so used to not doing nothing and making $174,000 a year till that's all they do is do nothing and make $174,000 a year. So my show today, I want to talk to you about those politicians that's making $174,000 a day. I'm sorry, a year. I want to talk to you about the Supreme Court of the United States who have a lifetime job, and they're out there coming against people like you and me and ruling in favor of CEOs. And I want to talk to you about the CEOs. And I want to talk to you about the cops. And I want to talk to you about the courts. These are the areas today that voting can change. We have cops killing blacks. And the reason for that is just like any other reason for crime that occurs where you live. It's a crime. Crimes. No group of people is removed from committing crimes. Whatever occupation you're in, you commit crimes because you're people like anybody else. Your occupation does not excuse you from being a human being with faults. So whether you're a cop, a politician, a Supreme Court judge, a CEO, or a judge in a court, you do criminal acts. And when you perform criminal acts, you must be punished. And that's what Black Lives Matter is about. It's not about a black person on the street killing a black person on the street as much as it is about a cop killing a black person. We pay that cop to protect and serve. And people give up to those cops because they're cops. And then when a person give up their person, and a cop shoot them down, their hands in the air, it's wrong. Or when a person give up a fight and break and run from a cop, no gun, and the cop shoot them in the back, it's wrong. You see, this is what it's about when you hear people say Black Lives Matter. It means cops don't have a right to kill somebody any more than anybody else. You see, in a community, on our streets, when a black person kills a black person who killed that black person is punished. So it's nothing to be upset about. We can't stop thievery in America because American history is thievery. American history is greed. American history is control. And American history is racism. This is America. And it's not just America that this fits. But I'm an American, so I'm talking about America. My show today, American History, is thievery, greed, control, and racism. Those are the things we're dealing with. When you see cop killers, when you see killer cops, when you see politicians cutting support and food and schools and housing and blocking veteran bills and refusing to build hospitals. When politicians do all these things, it's a part of the control, it's a part of the greed, it's a part of the thievery, and it's a part of racism. When the Supreme Court of the United States have the gumption to step out and tell 315 million people telling blacks, you are not entitled to anything. Scalia. Yeah, that's the Supreme Court of the United States. Imagine when you got CEOs who have paid your politicians to pass laws to make it legal to outsource U.S. jobs to other countries. Is that right? But it's legal. And it's legal because your politicians made it legal. And your politicians made it legal because they're getting paid to do it. We all know they're getting paid to do everything that they do. But we try to pretend we don't know it. And everybody try to say, we'll prove it. We'll prove it when they get caught or when they tell it. But other than that, You won't prove it because the people benefiting from it and know it ain't going to tell it. So, American history is based on thievery, greed, control, and racism. And now we have protesters all across America saying enough is enough, saying if we don't get it, we are going to shut it down. Look, police departments are run by police chiefs. Most places in America, the police chief is appointed by the mayor. Now, when mayors appoint people who allow cops kill the citizens and call it justified, get rid of that mayor got to go. I mean, it's simple. It's the politicians. How do your politicians get in there? We vote for them. Did you vote for your last mayor, the mayor that's sitting there today? Now, you go and you get online and you find out how many people are being killed in your cities by your cops. You're going to be surprised, as I've been surprised. I'm right here in Houston, and a lot of times I get information about activities of cops from blogs and online and things because you don't get it here. You don't get it in the news and the papers. We down to one paper, so one paper ain't even worth buying to put under your dog. Because one paper is only one opinion, and it ain't worth the money. So you better get your news, and you better understand that killer cops have a desire for blood. Just like we don't want cop killers out there on that street, we don't want killer cops out there on that street. And voting will end it. And voting will end the cop killers too. Because we got to punish anybody for wrong, but we got to put jobs there for people. We got to make sure everybody have jobs. We got to make sure people have jobs with enough money to cover the cost of living. And the way we do that is that we got to force CEOs to pay more. But now we are under politicians who do not have, who will not raise minimum wages, and they can. Because they are in bed, the politicians are in bed with the CEOs. Everything is political. And everything is about thievery, greed, control, and or racism in America. You can call me if you like, 323-417-6838. So we got to fix this stuff. Protesters are being jumped on by police officers and by politicians saying, you got to be peaceful. Well, look at the history of riots in America and the riots across this country. And don't go, you don't have to go all the way back. Just go back to once slavery was abolished. The riots across America wasn't black people rioting against the government. It was white people rioting against the government and against black people. And that's where rioting took its roots. And that's what we learned from. That was nothing but rioting going on in the 60s during civil rights, when horses was biting people in the back and dogs was sicked on people and water holes that's used to put out fires were put on children and women. That was rioting going on in America. That's what you saw. And the rioting was going on only because wealthy white men did not want to see equality in America for black people. That's what it was about. And so when the wealthy white men started rioting, that yes, there were white people who stood on the side and stood up with blacks. And you know what? Some of them was killed for standing up with blacks. You know what they called them? They called them nigger lovers. If you're a nigger lover, you got to watch your back. That's what you had to do. And some of those nigger lovers, as they call them, died. Lost their lives. So American history is thievery, greed, corruption, control, and racism. And so ain't no need of trying to tell protesters now that you got to be peaceful. Ain't no peace in America's history. Ain't none. So don't tell people that. What American government and politicians and the Supreme Court and CEOs and courts should be saying is that let's do amnesty, let's hire Americans, let's pass laws that force better housing, let's make sure that there are wage increases, let's protect our, keep our promises to our veterans, let's free up people who've done their time, felons, so that they can get grants, so that they can go to school, so that they can get jobs. Let's take this stuff off their records because they've already served the time for it. These are the things that has to be happening. And when we do these things, you'll find the cop killers will go away and the killer cops will go away, because those cops out there is just as depressed as every other poor working class American who don't have enough money from paycheck to paycheck. And then America expect those cops to go out there and be the doctor, the lawyer, the Indian chief, the rich man, the poor man, the beggar, the thief. You got to counsel, you got to do it all. You got to teach, you got to babysit. That's what cops have to do. And you know, what kind of wages cops make in America? Oh, there are some cops making around $22,000, $23,000 a year. Yeah, that's right. Now, I grant you a lot of them don't have college degrees and all that good stuff, but the point is every job that pays very well in America does not necessarily have a college degree. And so you got killer cops out there and you got cop killers out there. And those who are the same age walk the same paths more times than not to get to where they are. And so it's just a matter of the white, poor white men, and this is what I'm mostly talking about, not the women, but poor white men get more opportunities to be cops than poor black men get opportunities to be cops. And it's not that the whites don't do nothing wrong, but in America, when a white teenager does wrong, he gets sent home to his parents. But in America, when a black teenager does wrong, he gets sent to jail. That's the difference. He gets a record, and the other one gets a slap on the wrist and go home. And so that's why that white one who was on the same path with that black one get a chance to be a killer cop. And the black one becomes a cop killer. Because America is based on thievery, greed, control, and racism. And everybody that has power is doing one or the other, at least a combination. So you can't tell people, protesters, don't throw a brick. Look, praise, I do politics, and I do productivity. I know scripture. Jesus had 12 disciples with him, and they were out as fishermen of men to teach men how to have life and how to have it more abundantly and eternal life. And Jesus Christ said to those 12 men who was with him, don't try to teach salvation to those multitudes of people until you feed them. Feed them first. Because once you feed them, then they're going to be able to sit down and listen to you. But what Jesus was telling them, that a hungry man can't hear nothing but the growl in his stomach. And you darn right he's going to pick up a brick and throw it if that growl won't go away. And if he's been job searching and job searching, and he's been hearing the word no, 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 you can't talk to him about salvation. You can't talk to him about peace. And so we got to fix this stuff. And we can fix it first with voting. That's where we got to start, voting. And we'll fix it. I can promise you we'll fix it if we vote. Because our history is based on thievery, greed, controlling people, and racism. And if we won't, to move past those things, we've got to include everybody in an economy that's prosperous, and we don't have it. And because we don't have that, because we don't have everybody included in prosperity, we have chaos now. The lid is off. America's history is based on thievery. Don't try to pretend anything other than that. We've got to speak truth about where we come from, where we are, and where we're going. Wealthy white men stole America from Indians. Wealthy white men stole Africans from Africa. Wealthy white men owned everybody and everything in America, including their own mothers and sisters. Wealthy white men created an industry with Africans as the commodity and built this country with free labor. Wealthy white men rebelled against government when owning people became illegal. Those wealthy white men were paid good money to release Africans out of their bondage, but they still hated it, and they hate it still today. Wealthy white men created racism as a means to keep free labor. Okay, so I can't have you for a slave no more, all right? Where are you going to make your money? Because I'm not going to hire you. That's how come racism took roots, because that wealthy white man decided, I will not hire that black man in my business, whether government say so or not, I won't do it. This was right after slavery. And so then men created this racism as a mean to keep the labor, and then the black code laws were enacted, and government went along with black code laws that was a legalization of free slavery and control of the black man. Black code laws, because you can make up the laws as you went along. If somebody walked on the left side of the street and you wanted that healthy, black, strong body, then you told that person you on the wrong side of the street, get in this wagon. Now, y'all don't like the name of what the wagon is, but it was called the paddy wagon, but not, and they say it was because they were putting white people in it over in Ireland. No, it was called the paddies, which is what they used to call white people in America. The paddies was running the wagon. Get in my wagon. That's the way the blacks saw it. See, I'm fifth generation from slavery, so I have some stories from slavery. History is being changed to fit the meek and the mild and the timid. But what went on in this country, where people are today in this country, poor people, blacks, whites, whatever, it couldn't have happened without control, greed, thievery, corruption, and racism. Because the one that was in control and had the money, which is wealthy white men, created this system that we live in today. And it hasn't been destroyed yet, but we are on the road to destroying this system. Because as they said in Ferguson, this whole damn system is guilty as hell. And it's time to shut it down and make it work for everybody. Make sure it don't work for nobody. You see, wealthy white men are creating this poverty that we're dealing with in America today. And all we got to do is wake up on Monday morning All they have to do is wake up on Monday morning and the courts give amnesty to people who got cropped up charges and take this stuff off people bill, off people. So all they have to do is wake up Monday morning and put America to work. The CEOs can do it. All the politicians got to do is wake up Monday morning and pass bills to create jobs. And as our government start to create jobs, you will find private industry start to create even more jobs and hire even more people so that the money that starts to flow will be made, will go into the pockets of private industry and will go into the pockets of the citizens and the who are the consumers, and all the cash flow will have eagles flying again in America on Fridays. But because of greed and because so many people have so much hatred in their heart, they prefer to see poor people, black, white, whatever color, down, rather than see black people come up. Because a lot of it is still that embedded stuff that came out of slavery that we are still living with in this country. And we got to stop pretending that slavery didn't happen. And we got to stop pretending that there was a time when this country was doing great. All this talk about rebuild America, ain't no America to be rebuilt, because this country has never been where it should have been from the day the wealthy white men stole it from the Indians till today. So we need to stop the lies, live in the now, admit what the truth is, and move forward together. And we can do it. America's history is based on thievery, greed, control, and racism, and corruption, because America was stolen from Indians. White men migrated to America for new life, and the wealthy amongst them owned their mothers and their sisters and all the people, places, and things. And the labor to build America was the result of white men stealing Africans from Africa and bringing them to America to work for no wages. The use of Africans became an industry, and the greed of wealthy white men resulted in breeding of Africans as they bred the cattle. So they breeded Africans to meet the demands for food and labor. In order to control Africans, wealthy white men hired poor white men to stand by day and night so that Africans didn't try to escape. Overseers were given full control over Africans as long as the life of that African wasn't taken without the master saying so. Africans were sold on auction blocks, splitting up their families. Africans were killed by whites as time went on, and it was less of a crime to kill an African than it was to kill an animal. Africans never gave up hope of freedom, and when government freed Africans, black code laws were created so wealthy white men could keep free labor. They would lock up Africans for any reason and have them serve time on plantations for no pay for years, keeping them hostage. Racism became the will of white men as a tool to hold back blacks, and it still exists today. And that's the facts of this country. And anyone that don't know it, it's on their own ignorance that they don't know it, not mine. I'm B. Says, and thank you for listening in today to the I Love Politics Show.